Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from Hamilton. New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 3 wickets in their final Pool A game at Seddon Park on Friday night and finished their league stage of the 2015 ODI World Cup. New Zealand scored 290 for 7 in 48.5 overs in reply to Bangladesh's 288 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs and won with 7 balls to spare. Earlier in the morning, New Zealand won the toss and elected to field first, much to the disappointment of the 11,000-strong crowd at Seddon Park. Bangladesh got off to a slow start and lost a couple of quick wickets, Tamim Iqbal and Imrul Qais going cheaply, and they were reeling at 27 for 2, before Soumya Sarkar and Mahmudullah put on 90 runs for the third wicket and gave a platform to the Bangladesh batting. Soumya Sarkar was out for 51 runs of 58 balls, but Mahmudullah pushed on and scored his second successive World Cup 100, scoring 128 not out of 123 balls with 12 fours and 3 sixes. Sabir Rahman hit 40 of 23 balls late in the middle order as Bangladesh reached 288 for 7 in their 50 overs. Despite a good batting track which aided spin, New Zealand were always going to find 289 runs as a target a little too much. They do not have a particularly good record against Bangladesh, and it told as Shakibul Hasan deployed himself first up when the New Zealand innings started. Brendan McCullum tried to hit out but was caught in the deep off Hasan, who also removed Kane Williamson as New Zealand was struggling at 33 for 2. Ross Taylor then joined Martin Guptill and the two put on 131 runs for the third wicket, taking New Zealand out of the woods. Martin Guptill scored 105 runs of 100 balls with 11 fours and 2 sixes, while Ross Taylor scored a slow 56 runs of 97 balls with 5 fours. However, they provided a good platform for Grant Elliott and Corey Anderson, who both scored 39 runs each and helped New Zealand move towards the target. But things got a bit hectic towards the end, and Daniel Vittori with 16 not out and Tim Southee with 12 not out were left in the end to do the job for the Kiwis. With this win, New Zealand finish on the top of the pool table with 6 wins out of 6 and now await as to who will finish number 4 in Pool B. Meanwhile, Bangladesh will finish as the 4th place team in Pool A and now will play India in the quarterfinal at the MCG on Tuesday.